Sales fraud in the horse industry. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Many people still believe that the old rule of buyer beware holds true for every transaction, including horse sales. But according to Julie Firstman, who is considered to be one of the nation's leading attorneys in the field of equine law, nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, Firstman says buyers can have several potential legal rights with respect to horse sales, and she says sellers need to be aware of them.
A lot of people make small purchases, buyers, for example, who buy a horse off the internet, and when the purchase doesn't work out, they just accept it. They accept it because they're worried that the cost of a legal battle will be far more than the horse. And frankly, to an extent, they're right, but often they're not aware of the fact that there are legal rights that they have as buyers, and that they should be aware of them, and sellers too. I think sellers don't realize the risk they take by putting a horse on the market. So there are a lot of legal protections and a lot of legal concerns that people in the horse industry face.
What are some of the key things that a buyer and a seller need to know here?
Well, a couple things. Sellers may think that if they use a contract, then they'll be completely protected by simply including an as-is clause in that contract. They'll view it as a free pass. But that's not necessarily true, because laws in most states say that even with an as-is disclaimer in a contract, the seller can still be sued for fraud. So that if the seller hid a key, maybe piece of information about the horse and didn't tell the buyer about it, misrepresented it, that as-is clause will not hold up. That's one interesting aspect of law that not a lot of people are aware of. One other thing that a lot of people don't know is that most states have consumer protection laws, also known as deceptive trade practice laws. And if a horse is bought for a typical personal or household purpose, just a family horse, and if the seller has made a misrepresentation, some of these laws say that the buyer's losses, if they win, can be tripled. So a $1,000 horse suddenly involves a $3,000 case. And then even more than that, a lot of these laws have attorney fee clauses, so that if you win, you get your legal fees. That's pretty powerful. The seller should encourage a buyer to investigate the horse. The seller should encourage the buyer, if the buyer wants, to have a professional look at the horse. Give an assessment of the suitability of the horse for the buyer. I don't think that's the seller's job anyhow, but the buyer can do these things, and the seller should encourage them, including also veterinary pre-purchase exams. Some sellers would prefer that not occur, because if a problem is uncovered and the buyer backs out, well, now suddenly the seller might be aware of it. But on balance, as I view it, it's better to encourage the buyer to make these inspections and give the buyer a small amount of time to do it. And if things don't work out, then move on, find another buyer.
That's Julie Firstman, who is with a Michigan-based law firm, Foster Swift, Collins & Smith. She's considered one of the nation's leading attorneys in the field of equine law. That's Hoofbeat on Brownfield, Ag News for America.